Okay, today is Daf Yud. Today's Daf is sponsored by Bruch and Kenny Norensberg, Zeicha Nishmas, Moshe Dov and Shol Pinchas, and Nisal Bash Shmuel. Shalom Shavuot. Okay, so we are on the two dots on the bottom of Tesla Days by the words Tanu Rabbanan. So now the Gemara is going to bring a brisa that is going to explain a few dinim regarding the halacha that that Tishrei, Echa B'Tishrei, is Rosh Hashanah for the Orla and not the Revai. Again, the Orla is first 3 years to plant the tree, first 3 years the fruit is off limits, fourth year the fruits are supposed to be taken to eat, in Yerushalayim, or if you can't bring the fruits, you redeem them onto the money, and you bring the money up to Yerushalayim and you enjoy some fruits, buy some stuff there. So Tanu Rabbanan, learned in a brisa, Echad Hanoteya, someone who plants a new tree, the Echad HaMavrich, Mavrich is sort of like bending, like you see the berach, like a knee in there, Mavrich, is you take the sort of a vine, and you bring it up around, you dig it into the ground, and you pull it up. So you make this new, a new shoot out of it. So that's mavrich. It's another form of planting. Ve'echad markiv, which is grafting. That's another form of planting. So someone who does this, the Brisa discusses an erev shvius. You do it right before Shemitah. That's point one. At least shloshim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah. At least 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. You're doing it at least Rosh Chodesh Elul on erev Shemitah, like this past year. So also lo shana. So number one, those 30 days will count as a year. So when you pass Rosh Hashanah, the tree is now in year two in the Netar Revai Orla cycle. So Alto Lo Shana, Umutor Lekaimon B'Shvius, and it's considered as if this tree was planted prior to Shemitah, and therefore it is Mutter, and we're not going to say that this is a tree that's planted on Shemitah, because a tree that's planted on Shemitah has to be uprooted. This, if you're an Oteo, a Mavrich, or Markiv, and any time before Shemitah, at least 30 days before Shemitah, the tree can stay. But pachas mishloshim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah, if it is less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, lo also lo shana, so that doesn't count as a year, right? So therefore, even if you pass Tishrei, that's still going to be considered year one for the tree. And asur lekayimon b'shvius, and if this was an erev shvius, as the Brisa says, you would have to uproot the tree. As if, like any tree that's planted on Shemitah, because even because pachos mishloshim yom before Shemitah, we are forbidden to plant, because you have the concept of tosefah shvius. Like remember, I mentioned the other day, you're adding on to Shemitah beforehand. The sigleiv also could be because maybe the tree doesn't even take root, and if it only takes root later on, so then it's taking root on Shemitah, and that would be considered making the tree on Shemitah. So that's the brisa. So the brisa says, then the brisa continues. So now the peros netia zo. So this, the peros, the fruit of this tree that was planted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah.
I understand you're saying that you're not allowed to care for this tree.
Right.
Why do you need to uproot? Because the tosefet, like if you were over tosefet Shabbos, you're not over Kratos.
Right. So I'm not sure if it's in the Rabbanan or not, but Tosefes is a deraisa we still just learned here. Tosefes Shabbos might be in the Rabbanan, but Tosefes Shemitah, learn that from Sukkim. But it could be because, like I said, until you get to 30 days, you only set in motion, but the planting didn't take place, and because there's no rooting, and then the rooting actually takes place on Shemitah.
Right,
so then, but it's planted something that's planted. Something that you planted on Shemitah, you have to uproot it. Okay. The peros of this tree that was planted at least 30 days prior to Rosh Hashanah, even though Rosh Hashanah counts for 1 year, you still don't, so that counts for year one. It's not really year one, because the year one for the peros is going to be on Tu B'Shvat. So you're going to have this extra 6 months that you're going to have to wait. He says, Asurim ad chamisha asar b'shvat. These peros are going to be asur until Tu B'Shvat, Rashi says. Peros Natiya's first Rashi. The Afopi Sha'amru Shamarnu. Even though we said also lo shana, that the year counts. Im Chantu Ba Peros La Acha Rosh Hashanah Shal Shana. Does he change the gears? Shal Shana. He says Shana Revius. You have to change the year.
What do you mean?
Change the gear, sir.
Why?
Because the Bach says to.
The Bach changes.
The Bach changes the Revius.
Okay.
Right. Meaning before Tu B'Shvat. So before two Rishayim. Also, if you have peros, im chantu bo peros la'ach Rosh Hashanah shoshana revius miyad adayin asurim hein olomis mishum orla. So you basically have, it's basically you have 3.5 years until these peiros are mutter to be eaten. Sha'afu pi shoshana tishrei l'netia, even though it's still considered Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah tishrei is for the planting. Tu b'shvat Rosh Hashanah l'ilan. It's tu b'shvat. V'zo kvar nasis ilan l'fichach ain shnasim es chadeshel. It says b'day orla ad tu b'shvat. He says, there's a machlokus how to read this, but Rashi seems to say is that okay? So I planted it right before Rosh Hashanah, so then it's year two. But even though it's year two, because I planted it so close to Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't count as a full year for the payros until Tu B'Shvat. Which what you gain is from Tu B'Shvat till the time that you planted. You gain that time. So you'll have something that theoretically it's not 3.5 calendar years, but 3.5 halachic years. And only then would it be leave the status of Orla and take 4.5 halachic years until it leaves the status of Neter Revai. Right, so he says, Peiros Netiyah Asurim Ad Chamisha B'Shvat Im L'Orla Orla. If it's talking about Orla, we're talking about Orla, but Im L'Revai, talking about Revai, it's L'Revai. So you have this idea that you're not waiting, you're not doing you're not doing Me'is Leis. You're not counting, it doesn't have to be 3 years from the time that you planted. That's number one. So you're gaining that. Number two, even though it's counting from Rosh Hashanah, it's not really counting for the peiros until Tu B'Shvat. So it's Machlok Shoshana, what happens if you plant Rosh Chodesh Av? What happens if you plant Rosh Chodesh Sivan? What happens, how far away from Rosh Hashanah of Av Tishrei do we say that, oh, it doesn't really count for the peiros? At what point do we say, oh, no, that's good, and then it'll count, even Rosh Hashanah of Av Tishrei will count for the peiros as well.
So if it's before Shvat, the Tu B'Shvat doesn't count, it has to be the Tishrei?
So that's another Machlok. So with the Tu B'Shvat, will it be, if you plant it right before Tu B'Shvat, will that count, or do you have to wait? If you plant it before Tu B'Shvat, so, I don't know. Let's say you planted right after Tu B'Shvat, also. So you have to wait, and I'm not sure. Look at the Mishnayos.
Right after, most likely.
Right.
Before.
Right. Seems to be, I mean, there's a chart there. You see the chart over there?
Yeah.
So, Rashi, that's talking about Shlok Shimyon.
Shlok Shimyon before Rosh Hashanah.
I don't know. He brings down a lot of machlokos here as to what the story is when you plant it on different dates. Okay. So now the Mishnah says, Minhag Mili, where do we know this idea that there's this concept that Orla and Revai finish on Tu B'Shvat, even though you have this idea, even though that the Rosh Hashanah is for, Rosh Hashanah is on Alat Tishrei. So the Gemara says, Amar B'Chia, Amar Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Umatu, and some say, Ba Mishmei de Rabbi Yanai, that was the name of Rabbi Yanai. The Pasuk says, the full Pasuk says, Shalosh Shonim Yelechem Arelim, Lo Yechel, right, that's 3 years, it should be Orla, you're not allowed to eat it. Uvashanah HaRevi'is, on the fourth year, Yeh Kol Piryo, Kodesh Hilulim LaHashem, the fourth year, all the prayers will be Kodesh to Hashem. Uvashanah HaChamishis, Tochlu Es Piryo, and in the fifth year, you eat the prayers. So, Ubashan Arbiyas in the second pasuk and Ubashan Chamishis have a vav, so it's a vav a chibor. So sometimes the Gemara does is it takes that next word and moves it and attaches it to the prior word. So therefore, you would read it as follows: Shalosh Shanim Miyelechem Arelim Yeachel Ubashan Arbiyas. So for 3 years it's going to be Orla, and also on the fourth year. So sometimes there would also be Orla during the fourth year, and then you would read Ubashan Arbiyas Yakopi Yakosh Hilul Mashem. So sometimes, even in the fifth year, it'll be considered Neter Revai. Pa'amim Sherevias Vadayin Asura. Sometimes in the fourth year, and it's still Asur, Mishum Orla. U'pa'amim Shemachamishis. It's not the calendar year, it's the halakha year. U'pa'amim Shemachamishis. And sometimes the thing that's planted is standing in its fifth year, Vadayin Asurim Mishum Revai. And it's still going to be Asur Mishum Revai, again, because you take the pasuk, and you take those two words, and you throw it to the previous pasuk. Basically, commas have meaning. If you move the comma, you move the period, it makes a difference in how you read the pasuk. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to spend some time, basically to the end of the daf, to try to figure out according to whose shita does this brisa that we just read go by. So the Gemara says, Gemara is assuming now that when you plant a tree, it immediately grabs root into the ground. We're going to change that. Right, the Gemara is believing that it immediately grabs root in the ground. So when the Brisa says that an Elon that is planted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so Rosh Hashanah counts for the year, that's because you need 30 days minimum for it to count as a year. So the Gemara says, based on that, Lema de lo kerb Meir. Let's say that our Brisa does not accord with the Shita of Meir. to E Rabbi Meir, because if it was according to the Shita Rabbi Meir, Ha Amar Yom Echa Bashana Chashav Shana. He doesn't need 30 days to count for a year. He'll even in some situations say that one day will be sufficient for a year. The Tanya, how do we know that? From a different context. The Tanya, and you always can ask, well, how can you bring that context over here? But here the context is by the age of certain karbanos. So par, the bull that's brought on into the as a karban, ha amar batorah stam, that says in the Torah, it doesn't give you an amount of years, right? It doesn't say, it just says par. Rav Meir says, it has to be 24 months, bein esrim v'arba achodesh v'yom echad. Rav Meir holds the par has to be 3 years old. What constitutes 3 years old? 24 months and a day. You see, one day, according to Rav Meir, is sufficient to count for a year, at least in this context. Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Elazar Omer, ben esrim v'arba chodesh u'shloshim yom. That has to be 24 months and another month, the 30 days. So he says that 30 days counts as a year, so seemingly, which we'll reject, but seemingly, the brisa that we just read, that 30 days of Rosh Hashanah counts as a year, would go according to the Shita of the Elazar. Definitely doesn't go according to Rav Meir, according to now. Right? So he says, Shahai Rav Meir Omer, because Rav Meir used to say, if the Torah just says the words, you have to bring an egel, that's a year old. Ben bakar, you have to bring the word egel ben bakar, that's ben shtayim. That's a two-year-old animal. And par, when it says par, it's ben shalosh. It's shaloshanim. And you see what he defines, shaloshanim, as 24 months and a day. So one day equals the third year. So Gemara says, well, I can say that our Brisa, which says that 30, you have to do 30 days, not just one day, but 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, our Brisa also follows the Shita of Meir. Afilu Tema Rabbi Meir, Dechi Ka'amar Rabbi Meir Yom Echad Bashana, Chashav Shana, when does Rabbi Meir say that one day constitutes a year, halakhli a year? That's Besop Shana. That's at the end of the year. Okay, I guess with the end. So you have a, at the end of the counting, I guess. So you have, like the par, it's 2 years, and now one day will count as the third year. But here, about Tchilas Hashanah, to have it count in the beginning, to get it off the ground, to start, maybe they will say you need 30 days also. About Tchilas Hashanah, at the beginning, right here, we want to count the first year, right? You want to count the first year as a day, he says low. He says, no, in that case you would need 30 days. I guess maybe to need to start, you need a bigger push. So to start the count, you need more than one day. But to finish the count, one day would be enough. So that's the case. We're now saying that that brisa could go in accordance with the Meir, because if this is to start the count, you would need 30 days. The Gemara says, I'm a rabbi. No. No way should we say that we make this distinction between the beginning and the end according to Rav Meir. He says that it makes no difference. He says, Valav Kavachomer. He's going to bring it down from a Kavachomer, that if one day counts at the end, it certainly should count in the beginning as well. From the concept of Nida d'oraisa, not the Nida we have now. Nida we have now is more like a Zava. But the Nida d'oraisa is a woman who sees blood. So she's Tame for 7 days from the time that she saw the blood. 7 days, and then she's good to go. And the halacha is, She'ein Tchilas Hayom Olala B'Sofa. There, part of the day doesn't, on day seven, part of the day doesn't count. She has to wait all the way till the end of the day, and then she can go to mikvah. Part of the day doesn't count at the end. However, sopayom olalo bitchila, but the end of the day does count at the beginning. I mean, if she's dam at the very end of today, that counts as one day. So you see that it does count. Sopayom counts, the end counts, and the tchila does not count. So what's the kavachomer?
What's the difference when she sees in the first day? What time?
Exactly. But so any moment he counts. She could see a second before. She could be a second before shkia.
Why certain things you take the whole day?
Right. But Tosos points out. Tosos says, what about some things you do meis leis, like a bar mitzvah boy? You don't do 12 years and a day. You got to actually wait 34 years.
Not even that. Talking about certain things like you that. Like
some days mix the yokakulo. In other words, you don't say mix the yokakulo by the nida that she can go to mikvah in the morning. She has to wait for the entire day to elapse before she's considered day seven.
The opposite way, right. It doesn't work.
Opposite in the morning, right?
And if she sees it at night, before shkia,
then that counts as a whole day. She doesn't have to wait a day Eis le'eis to count it. So that's by nida. So you see that the tchilas hayom, the tchilas hayom, part of the day doesn't count for the ending, for the end count, but part of the day does count to get the count off the ground.
Again, by only certain things.
Okay, so he says. I hear. So why are you comparing it?
Exactly. So he says.
So shana. So here that something is right year. Sheyom echad olah b'sofa. Here, where Meir says that one day certainly counts at the end, where it counts at the end, so too, Kavu Chomer, Yom Echad also Olah B'Tchilaso. He's going to say that he makes the comparison and says that if it counts at the end, it's going to count at the beginning. So one day counts at the end and also counts at the beginning. Again, our Braisa does not like Rav Meir, because Rav Meir, the Braisa says you need 30 days. Rav Meir says you only need one day to count as a year. Let's look at that Tosos. Tosos says, where is it? Oh, Tosos ben Chavdal Chodesh v'yom echad. He says, it says in the third wide line, below the whole mili amrina diyom echo b'shana chashav shana, the yesh dvarim that filo me'ils le'es ba'inan. There's some things that you even need. You have to have it the exact moment, you know, the next time in the next cycle. Me'ils le'es ba'inan. Kedam perak yotzei dopen ben tesh shana v'yom echad ben yugimol shana v'yom echad bas yud be shana v'yom echad the osur yom echad kedei lahashlam le'es le'es. Right, you need 3 years. You need like the 13 years. Not machmir. You need 13 years. And a day to be bar mitzvah. Why need a day? To complete the cycle. I don't know anyone who's machmir for the day. People just say on the bar mitzvah day itself, they're bar mitzvah. But you need it, some things you need. You have to figure out why. Why in some cases, you can say mixes yom kakulo, things that you have to count sometimes, you say, it may make a difference. Some things, avelos, you say mixes yom kakulo. Okay. So the Gemara assumes now that the mission, that Braisa is not like Rav Meir, because the Braisa said that you had 30 days prior, according to Rav Meir, to count for the year. And according to Rav Meir, it seems to be you only need one day for it to count as a year.
I think the mitzvah of Kikulo, you could count for things that there are common, but Bar Mitzvah has some mitzvahs of the Oraisa, so you have to count.
Could be.
It's a Korban. A Korban cannot be just mitzvah of Kikulo. I think a Korban has to be...
Well, Rav Meir just said 24 months in a day. Rav Elazar said 24 months in 30 days. So it is mitzvahs. It's not a full, it's not Meis L'Eis for the Korban. But I hear you where you're going. You have to make some sort of distinction to figure that out. So the Gemara says, okay, so now what? Your success said that the Braisa that we quoted is not according to Rav Meir. Fine. Elamai. So what are you going to tell me? It goes according to Rav Elazar? It's going to go according to Rav Elazar? Then if it goes according to Rav Elazar, who said that 30 days, makes sense, that's what we thought. He says the cow, the pyre, is 24 months and then 30 days. So 30 days counts as a year. That sounds like our Braisa. He goes, no, that would be the case according to Rav Elazar. Shloshim u'shloshim bayi. You would need 30 days plus another 30 days. Basically, what we said before, the assumption that the Gemara made was that when you plant it, it takes root right away. That's not true. There's a machlokas as to how long it actually halachically will take root, and you would need it to first take root and then have the 30 days prior to the new year. He says shloshim u'shloshim bayi. You need 60 days. The Tanan quotes a Mishnah in Shmit and Shvius. Ein notim. You can't plant a tree, right? The aim of Rechin, do the Sabracha, the aim of Kivin, and you can't do
the bending.
Mavrichin is the bending, Markivin is the grafting, right? Erev Shvius, the year before Shemitah, Pachos Mishloshim Yom Lipnei Rosh Hashanah. It has to be at least 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. The Imnata of the Hebrew here, Kiv, the Mishnah says, if you did do this less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, Yakor, you have to uproot it, right? You have to uproot it. He quotes here the Gemara in Gittin, Nun Gimel, that says it's a Knas Chachamim, that you shouldn't get Hana from this Maisa of this Aser. Okay? So it could be a Din Rabban, a Knas. If you did it, you have to uproot it. That's the Tam Tanakama, but it says Divrei Rabbi Lazar, but they take it out. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yehuda says, no, Kol Harkava, She'eno Koletes, V'shlosha Yomim, Shuv Eno Koletes. Any harkava, any time that you plant like this, it'll take 3 days. It takes 3 days to take root. You need 3 days. Therefore, it's usher to plant 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, apparently. You have Rabbi Shimon Omrim, they say that it takes shtei shabbosos, 2 weeks, for it to take root. The Amar of Nachman, Amar of Aravua, the Dibrei Omer Shloshim, the one who says it takes 30 days to take root, Tzarech Shloshim, V'u Shloshim, you need 30 days and 30 days. In other words, you need 30 days beforehand before it takes root, so you get rid of, at 30 days, right? So even though 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you start, since 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you start Shemitah, so therefore it would have to take root before that. So you have to plant it 30 days before 30 days. So Rosh Chodesh Av is when you would have to plant it, which is Akasha on our Brisa, because according to now, you would need 60 days. It would need 30 days to first take root, and it has to take root 30 days before Shemitah begins. So the Dibrei Omer Shloshim, Tzarech Shloshim Ushloshim, the Dibrei Omer Shloshim, we need 33 days, Tzarech Shlosha Ushloshim, he'll need 3 days to take root, and then 30 days before Shemitah starts. And the Dibrei Omer Shtei Shabbosos, Tzarech Shtei Shabbosos Ushloshim Yom, he'll need 2 weeks and 30 days. Bottom line is, according to Rabbi Lazar, who's a Tanakhama, 30 days means 30 plus 30. Our Brisa only said 30 days. I don't know, so just say our Brisa also talking about 30 plus 30. Not understanding what the problem is. So the Gemara says, "Inami Rabbi Yehuda Svirule Shlosha Ushloshim Bayi." We just said that, right? Right. He would need 3 plus 30. So bottom line, you can't even the smallest number doesn't fit into our Brisa. So now the Gemara is stuck. Who does the Brisa hold like? So I thought originally you said, I'll just say it's Rabbi Lazar, it's 30 plus 30. The Gemara goes a different way. The Gemara says, no, it'll olam Rabbi Meir. It's really Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you only need 1 day. He says, Kika Amar Shloshim. When our Mishnah says Shloshim, it's only talking about Klita. It says you need 30 days for it to take root. So then you would need 31 days. According to Rabbi Meir, you need 30 to take root and 1 day before Rosh Hashanah. That's Gemara says, Yachi Shloshim Echad Boy, you need 31. So Kasavar, Rabbi Meir holds, Yom Shloshim Ol Lekan Lekan. Another intricacy with counting. The day 30 can count for the 30 days prior, the 30 days, and can count for the 1 day on the other side. You can get the status of both. I thought it was just easier to say, which says 30 days in the Raisa, it means 30 days for Klita, and another 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, and they go according to Rabbi Lazar. The Gemara says, no, it's talking about Rabbi Meir. It says, stop 30 days. What it means by 30 days is because you have to plant it 30 days beforehand in order for it to take root before Shemitah. Rabbi Meir says you need a day for it to count for the year. Yeah, day 30 counts for both. Counts for 30 this way, and counts for one on that way.
Like Mazel.
What?
Like Mazel.
Yeah, basically. So therefore, we solve this problem that the Brisa goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Just have to completely reinterpret it.
What do you mean? So Rabbi Meir says 1 day.
1 day. But everyone who even holds 1 day, you need 30 days beforehand for it to take root. And then you have one more day. So Gemara says, also, it only says 30. So according to Rabbi Meir, you would need 31. You have 31. Because day 30 is day 30 and it's day 1 on both ends. It cuts both ways. I thought that you just say 30 days means 30 days, and it's Rabbi Lezer. Okay. That's it. So that's how they reinterpret the Brisa, so that it fits with the Shita of Rabbi Meir.
It's just a most confusing Brisa.
Would Rabbi Lezer say that you need 60 days now?
Rabbi Lezer says you need 60 days, 30 plus 30.
So he's also 30 plus 30.
Who?
Everybody adds the 30 days.
That's what we just said, explained the Mishnah in Shemitah. That's what Rav Nachman said, that everyone has to add, right? The one who says Shloshim Yom needs 30 plus 30. The one who says you need 3 days needs 30 plus 3 plus 30. The one who says 2 weeks needs 2 weeks plus 30. Everyone needs the 30 days because until it takes, Rashi has an interesting formulation, it says until it takes root, it's as if the seed is sitting in your house. First it has to take root, and then you have, so that's where the Shemitah problem, and if you want to count for Orla, it has to be X amount of time beforehand. Okay. The Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Yochanan." Rabbi Yochanan says, "Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lezer, who have this machlokas of what can constitute a year, 1 day or 30 days, mikra echad darshu. They learned them out from the same pasuk. Which pasuk is that? It's from a pasuk from Parshas Noach. The pasuk says, by the Mabul, it says, "Vayhi ba'achas v'sheish me'ol shana," and it was at the 601st year. It's actually Noah's life, the 601st year of Noah's life. I think that's the context. Berishon be'echad lechodesh. The first month, the first day of the month. So, okay, depending on whether you hold what that means, it could either be Rosh Chodesh Nisan or Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Okay, so right, v'chrisho me'echad l'chodesh, pasuk says, charbu amayim el aretz, right, the land was dried out. Rav Meir Savar, Rav Meir says, mi'de'akati yom echad hu, the ayel b'shana, v'kakari le'shana, shmamina yom echad b'shana chashav shana. He says, we're standing in day one of this year, and we're calling it the 601st year. So you see that one day counts to create this as to be called 601. This is really year 600 plus one day. But the Torah is calling it year 601.
It was the first day of the next year.
So that's what the next, that's how the next interpretation is. So he says, right, midikati yom echad hu da'ayel b'shana, kari le'shana, it's called a year, shmamina yom echad b'shana chash b'shana. The idach, and Rabbi Lezer says no. E kasiv had the Torah written, u'b'sheish me'yos va'ach ha'shana, in the 601st year, that way, kiddikamar, then you would be correct. But hashtu d'ksiv, but now that it says, ba'achas, v'sheish me'yos shana, shoshana asheish me'yos kai, the shana is going on the 600 years, e'umai achas, achas, like Marcel says, aschalta da'achas kamar. It's the beginning of the first year, of the year, which I think is a reasonable interpretation as well. Okay. So the Rav Meir says, you see one day, Rav Lezer says you can't learn out from there. But Rav Lezer, how does he learn 30 days equals a year? Sometimes. Rav Lezer, my time, what's his source? Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, and the same Pasuk, it says, Barishon be'echad l'chodesh. It's the same drasha. He says, in the first of the month, Umidakati yom echad hu da'ayel b'chodesh, even though we're dealing with the first day of the month, v'kakari l'chodesh. And it calls it a chodesh. So one day of the component part of a month, one component part of the month, equals, can be called a month. Right? So shma mina, yom echad b'chodesh chashav chodesh. One day in the month is considered a month. And if the yom echad b'chodesh chashav chodesh, and if one day of the component part of the month is called a month, so then shloshim yom, so one component of the year, which is 30 days, or 29 point whatever, so one component part of the year, shloshim yom, mashana, chashuv mashana, the chodesh l'menuyav, mashana l'menuyav. For a chodesh, you go according to its component part, which is one day. So one day can be called a month. And for a year, you go according to its component part, which is a chodesh. So one chodesh, 30 days, would be considered a month. Okay. So now the Gemara takes out, the Rashi takes out the next couple words, which is Mechal Tarbayah Sviyuleh Ubinis Nivar Olam. And then the Gemara does what it does best. It digresses from a digression and brings us, which will be, I guess, tomorrow, one of the top daf in all of Shas about the... Maybe just read the Brisa. You want to start from here tomorrow?
No.
What? It is early, but we're not going to go too far. Okay, so Tanya, we're going to Brisa. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Lezer said, B'tishrei Nivra Olam. The world was created in Tishrei. We'll have to adjust that, right? Adam Arishon is created in Tishrei. Right? B'tishrei Nivra Olam. B'tishrei Noldu Avos. In Tishrei, the Avos were born. Correct. Because, the next line says, and B'tishrei Mesu Avos. Right, so two Avos, Avram and Yaakov, are born in Tishrei. Two Avos, Avram and Yaakov, passed away in Tishrei. The Pesach Nolad Yitzchak. Yitzchak is born on Pesach. The Rosh Hashanah Nifkada Sarah Racha V'Chana. And Rosh Hashanah, Sarah, Rivka, and Chana are remembered for good, the face of Hashem, that they would become pregnant. The Rosh Hashanah Yatzah Yosef Mibes Asurin. On Rosh Hashanah. Well, which Rosh Hashanah? We just had four of them. Rosh Hashanah, Yatzah Yosef Beis HaAsurin, Yosef leaves the prison. V'Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, Batla Avoda Me'avosin B'Mitzrayim, on Rosh Hashanah, 6 months prior to them leaving in Nisan, there was a stop in the Avoda and the work that they had to do. It says, B'Nisan Niglu, they were redeemed in Nisan. B'Tishrei Asidin Ligal, and the future Gula, God willing, will take place in Tishrei. That is Rabbi Yasser. Then we'll just read Rabbi Yeshua, and we'll stop from there. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, B'Nisan Nivra Olam. The world was created in Nisan. B'Nisan Noldu Avos. In Nisan, that's when Avram and Yaakov were born. B'Nisan Mesu Avos. And that's when Avram and Yaakov died. B'Pesach Nolad Yitzchak. Yitzchak was born on Pesach. They agree with that. Rosh Hashanah Nifkad Sarah Rachel V'Chana. They both agree that. And on Rosh Hashanah, that's when Sarah Rachel V'Chana were remembered. The Rosh Hashanah Yotze Yosef Beis HaSurin. Again, he also agrees on that. The Rosh Hashanah, that's when Yosef left jail. The Rosh Hashanah Batla Voda Me'avosin Mitzrayim. And in Rosh Hashanah, that's when the work stopped. The Nisan Nigalu, he agrees on that. The Nisan, they were redeemed, but he argues here, and he says, now in the future, the Nisan Asidim Nigalu. In the future, it's going to be Nisan that they are going to be redeemed. In fact, he says over here, Rav Tosa says, Rosh Hashanah Batla Voda Me'avosin Mitzrayim, Rabbi Shua Moda, that to that, even though the Makos began in Nisan the year before, because the Mishvas and Mitzriim Yud Beis Chodesh, even because they had 12 months, they were judged. There was a 6 month period that the Makos were going on, that they were still working. Then they stopped working, and there was another 6 months of the Makos until they left in Nisan. Okay, we'll stop here and pick up with the Tanya tomorrow morning. Have a good day.